Welcome back to Community Connections with Alan Collier on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 23 minutes past 12 and the hour goes extremely quick. I'm talking to Gary, and Gary has been very honest with us. He was a member of the Australian Federal Police. He had a career that hit great heights and unfortunately then came back to zero. But we're not going to talk too much about that. We're going to... He's started an organisation, which is why we're talking to him, but it's just nice to hear a bit of about his background. So if anybody else is in the same situation or nowhere near as bad, you'll take heart and know there are ways out. Gary, you were part of Channel 7's SAS Australia in 2021. First of all, what made you go on that show? And secondly, how did you go?
Well, maybe it might be easier to answer the second part first. I probably didn't go as well as I would have liked to have gone, but I did. I managed to find my end on the show. I certainly pushed myself as hard as I could, being a little bit older and maybe a little bit softer in the midsection than a couple of the others that were on there, and yep. Maybe not as fit as I am now. But what made me go on or made me want to go on was I'd seen the show in the UK, and I'd seen that there were a lot of people that had been on it that had struggles in their life, and the show was transformational for those people. For me, I'd gone through a bit of my transformation already by that period, and I wanted to see whether or not that transformation was legitimate. You know, I'd had some false starts in the past, so I wanted to put myself to the blowtorch, really, and I was very enamored by the directing staff, the military guys that were there, because they all had their own story, not just of their time in the SAS, but when they finished there, they also had a somewhat of a downward spiral that they were able to build themselves back up from. And that was something that I wanted to emulate in my own life. And so I pursued that path and had a fantastic time doing it.
Oh, that's great. And you didn't win the $2 million or whatever it is at the end of the day.
No prize money on SAS Australia, just the pride of getting to as far as you can.
No, that's fair enough too. Gary, I want to come back. I've just got to take another break in a couple of minutes, but I just want to come back because I know that you have started an organisation, which is what we want to talk about. But I don't want to so much go into just now, but what made you decide, hey, You've got yourself through your darkest days. What made you decide that you want to help others? Because a lot of people could just say, well, I don't say you're cured, but you've got yourself back onto an even balance. You could very easily say, well, that's it. I had to do it so everyone else could do it. What made you decide that you personally wanted to go out and help other guys? And I presume it's guys you help, or is it guys and ladies?
It started off predominantly men. It started off predominantly in that alpha field, similar to myself, but it's certainly morphed out over the last 5 years, definitely to include females and a lot of people in high pressure and high performance fields or lives, really, you know, high performance and high pressure dads and mums. But what made me want to get into it was, I'd learned a lot of things in my time. I'd learned a lot through the 12 years or 10 years of spiraling down towards rock bottom. And I also learned a lot of how more alpha personalities or men or action takers or high performance people deal with those issues on the way back out. And the simple fact was it boiled down to I didn't want my pain to be worthless. I wanted my pain to be worth something. Yep. And I had built these skills and this experience and this evidence base that I felt moved by when I got a chance to work with somebody and help them do the same thing. So that's primarily where it started from.
Gary, did you ever feel that on your journey that this is hopeless, I'm never going to get out of this, or were you always positive, I'm going to get out of this?
Many times. I mean, I had a lot of times where I was positive and then I hit a wall again, but I did have a few times where I felt hopeless. In particular, the back end of 2017. But the problem that I found, again, probably another reason why I wanted to, build strong men the way I did, I didn't find a lot of voices that resonated with me. I didn't find a lot of alpha males or high-performance people that were talking about this so much. and I didn't have any experiences that I could look at and say, well, that person got through, maybe I can as well, or maybe I can reach out to them. And, you know, that was important to me to start to, you know, my own little world, create that voice for people to understand that we can get through.
All right, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. We're talking to Gary. To Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And we talked to Gary, and he's been telling us about his journey so far through mental health. And I guess one of the things that I really got out of that, Gary, was that whatever we're going through in our lives, whether it be a sickness or whatever it may be, it's great to be able to look at somebody else and say, well, they've been there, they know how I feel, and they've got out the other end, isn't it? There's something positive there. Well, if I do what they've done, I should get through it as well.
Yeah, it's important that we can see people that we resonate with. It's all well and good to, you know, see people be successful or come through mental health issues, yeah. But if they don't have qualities or characteristics that you can resonate with, it's very hard to see yourself in their place or in their success. And, yep. You know, it's very important in my view that we do have more people able to speak up and demonstrate the success that can be achieved. You know, we all have hopeless times or we all have down times, but they're all temporary. And unless you can start to see some examples of the temporary nature of it, it becomes very difficult to believe that you can move through it.
So obviously, Gary, you got some help as you went through it, but then when you got through it, you decided, I'm going to do something about this. So what have you done, and what's behind, what pushes you along?
Yeah, what I've done is I've been fortunate enough to have become an ambassador for the Australian New Zealand Mental Health Association. So I often give a lot of talks or speeches at addiction conferences, at international mental health conference. You know, my objective is to try and be a voice or be a person who can demonstrate that path through. But I also work with individuals one-on-one, and we're just building out a little bit of a group coaching program as well for those people that don't want to involve themselves in one-on-one, where, you know, I tend to work with people on practical strategies to improve their mental strength and their performance. So things that they can do in their daily life, things that they can work on in their purpose, and really start to create a vision of the future that is more compelling than the pain of the past.
I mean, one of the worst things that anybody can say to anybody, whether it be through sickness or gambling or anything, is, oh, yeah, I know how you feel, because unless you've been down that path, nobody takes any notice, do they?
It's very difficult. And when you're struggling, you also are very good at pretending that nobody else is struggling like you're struggling. So somebody does say, I know what you feel like, and they've been on a similar path, you'll do your best to believe that their path is different to yours, so it doesn't count anyway. And, you know, part of what I try to do in my work is make sure that the stories that we talk about and the experiences that we share, we're able to find some commonality in them, not the fact that I'm an ex-police officer that does this work, but we share some feelings along the way, not necessarily symptoms, but certainly experiences.
And how you felt. So, Gary, you started a group called Strong Mend, M-E-N apostrophe D. So you're talking about men, but you're also talking about mend, which is true.
That's right. And as I said, it's branched out more recently, the last couple of years. But, you know, I've still kept the name at this point in time, because originally that's where it started. It started with wanting to work with, coach and counsel people like me. I wanted to be the coach that I needed 10 and 15 years ago. And so it was originally for men. It was originally based on high performance and more alpha style personalities that you might see in the military or emergency services or athletics. And I did want to, it was all about fixing, you know, and people aren't broken to the point that they can't be fixed. It was, I suppose, mend actually makes more sense than fix to me. Yep. And it looked a little catchy when I wrote it down, and it stuck.
And it stuck. Gary, did you have a lot of trouble getting it off the ground?
I mean, I suppose it depends on trouble. It's a hard grind. There are, you know, I took 10 years to start to recognize that I had a problem. So, you know, there's a lot of my ideal clientele, or those that can be benefited from what I do, that struggle to even recognize themselves that they've got a problem, let alone speak up about it, and let alone seek support for it. And so that's the difficult part of the journey that I'm on. It's to create enough momentum and create enough of a movement where, you know, people can feel comfortable to identify their own issues. They don't have to be deep, dark mental health battles like I face, but just something's a little bit off. And maybe they want to create a better vision and a better purpose for themselves and steps towards that.
Gary, we'll talk now about people who are listening in to us at this very moment. Not necessarily stereotype them, but how would they, like, what would those sorts of people be? Would they be someone who's deep in debt that can't see a way out, or could they be someone who's still holding down a good job, but at the back of their mind, I just want you to say, so if someone's listening there, they can say, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, well, I think it's important to point out that no matter what example you put up, I'd probably tick all of the above, because, again, in my time, my darkest battles, I was still getting commendations from work. So I could turn up to work and perform at my best, but the rest of my life was starting to crumble around me. So people will start to recognize potentially drinking a little more, maybe putting on a little weight because they're, you know, hiding themselves in food, reluctant to go out with friends where they used to in the past, starting mounting debts. They're starting to spend money on things, hoping that those things will bring them the happiness that they're seeking. And one of the biggest keys, if people are starting to use words like I'll be happy when, or I'll get a rest when, they're starting to look to an unknown future to try and provide some solace from a pain that they're currently in. And they're words that people should stand up and listen to.
Fair enough, Gary. I've just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
City that dreams. Ring them bells from the sanctuaries, across the valleys and streams, for the deep and the wide, and the world's on its side, and time is running backwards, and so is the bride. Ring them bells, St. Peter, where the far winds blow. Ring them bells with an iron hand, so the people will know. Oh, it's Russia now, on the wheat and the plow. And the sun is going down upon the sacred cow. Sweet Martha, for the poor man's son. Ring them bells so the world will know the God is one. Oh, the shepherd is asleep where the willows weep, and the mountains are filled with a lost sheep. Bring them bells for the blind and the dead. Ring them bells for all of us who are led. Ring them bells for the chosen few, who will judge the many when the game is true. Ring them bells for the time that flies, for the child that cries when innocence dies. Ring them bells, St. Catherine, from the top of the room. Ring them from the fortress, for the lilies that bloom. For the lions stay alone, and the fighting is strong. And the breaking down the distance between right and wrong.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Gary, I must say you've been very honest and very open with us this afternoon. I think it's terrific, and I just hope that anybody who's listening that does have any of these problems does something about them, because there's nothing worse than if they just go unchecked. And it's never going to go away, is it?
No, it's not. And look, the sad thing for me was it took me 10 years to realize that, and I destroyed my own and many lives in the process. And,
and a lot of money,
you know, it's a lot, and it cost me a lot of money for a long time, you know, losing careers and those sorts of things. But, you know, being honest about it now is very important to me. It's part of the strategy I used to help myself out, was to be brutally honest, because I lied to myself for a long time.
Gary, you've, apart from other things, you do have some things to say about health-wise, don't you? So let's just briefly run through those just for the listeners, if you could, please.
Yeah, look, there's some things that people can do at home, and these are good for your physical health. I've got a background in health science as well, so I've got a little bit of experience in the physical nature of it. But there's some things that people can start to look at in their own lives if they're just feeling a little off. And, you know, there's four key areas that people can look at is food, it probably doesn't surprise anybody, but some of the reason behind it is the more processed food you have, the more inflammation you have, which sends some inflammation to the brain as well, which starts to depress our moods. So if, if you're eating highly processed foods, there's every chance that you're not getting the right blood to the brain, and you know that will decrease your mood. Exercise is also vitally important. It's exactly the same. It helps with energy production, but it helps with blood flow and an increase in mood. Probably the two that are a little bit more shocking to people, they might have heard about, but that is the cold exposure. Not too many people like that.
I don't like this one. You're going to number two. I don't like that.
I said to my wife this morning, I've gone 8 months without missing a day of a cold shower. And you know, it's beneficial from a physiological point of view as well as a psychological point of view. To do something hard every morning or something that I don't want to do gives me an opportunity to, you know, face some stress in the and know that later on if something hard comes up, I've got an ability to move through it. But it also boosts our immune system. It reduces the inflammation. For those looking to lose a bit of weight, it also activates brown fat, which is very good for burning calories as well. And we get a dump of what's called norepinephrine, which is like adrenaline, and that improves our focus, our attention, our mood, and that can last for up to 24 hours after a cold exposure.
Does it?
And doesn't have to be much, a minute or two a day. And the last one there is breath work. Now, we all breathe. But what we don't, or what we rarely do, is consciously breathe. Take some time out to focus on our breath, which, you know, can start to improve our parasympathetic nervous system, which calms us down. It improves our sleep. It improves our focus and concentration. And they've even found that, you know, some breathing techniques can help with pain management as well, physical pain management as much as anything. So a lot of these things are physiological. You can see them and feel them. There's something going on in the body, but they're also psychological. They help you overcome some of the stress and low mood, or combat the low mood for a long period of time.
All right, Gary, I've just got to take one more quick break and we'll be back with more. And this will be our wind up and we'll give you some details how you get hold of Gary when we come back.
Of tonight and keep it by your heart. Love has left its memories, there's no better way to part. I will find another love, someone who won't bring me down. How you tried to level me, but you never stood your ground. Fortunately, I got a wise this time. Fortunately, I got me on my mind. Oh, I just wanna be loved. Don't wanna fight you, baby, but I'm much too proud to say it now. I just wanna be loved. Take a piece of dignity and use it in your life. Even though you hurt me, I still want you to survive. Love was never special, we were never down. You will always have someone to bring you home the ground. Fortunately, I got a wife this time. Fortunately, I got me on my mind. Oh, I just wanna be loved. Don't wanna fight you, baby, but I'm much too proud to say it now. I just wanna be loved. Don't wanna beg you, baby,
I've been talking to Gary, and we've been talking about his trip from hero to zero and back again. He's certainly well on his way back. Gary, I just want to touch on something, and I don't want to delve into your private life, but just in passing then, you mentioned your wife. So the only reason why I mention that is that you've been through the depths of despair of losing a partner because of the depression, the gambling and the loss of jobs and all that. And I guess, want to stress so that anybody who's listening that's going through this can see a guy who's been from hero to zero, as we've just said, but not only have you come back, like you've obviously got yourself back into another family situation as well.
Yeah, that's correct. And you know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, everything is temporary, providing that we do, you know, some of the right work. And for me, it was only by being able to be brutally honest with myself, working through the process, and now being brutally honest with my partner, are you able to form great relationships and great trusting relationships. And, you know, there is no doubt that wherever you are in life, there is always a way forward, as long as you are prepared to do what's necessary.
And the point, I guess, I'm trying to make out of that is that if you do nothing, then you're never going to go from where the situation you are back into a situation like yourself with a family and all that, are you? If you don't do something about it, you're not going to get there.
That's right, Alan. And you know, the thing I like to say is sometimes you've got to do the tough thing. And for people like me, the tough thing is to recognize yourself, but also to speak up and ask somebody for help. Sometimes you've got to do the tough thing, and which is the thing that you don't want to do. There's a great Stoic quote that says the obstacle is the way. The thing that you don't want to do is usually the thing that you have to
do. And the other quote, and I don't want to be quoting quotes, but the other quote is like the biggest journey you're going to take always starts off with the first step, doesn't it?
Exactly right. The you know, journey of 1,000 miles always begins with the first step. And sometimes you just got to take it. There are people there willing to help you through, to support you in your second, third, and fourth step, but you have to take the first.
So you've got a website, haven't you? Gary, do you want to tell us about that at the moment, please?
Yeah, the website people can go to is www.strongmend. So it's mend as in fix, M-E-N-D, .com.
Strongmend. That's all one word, strongmend, isn't it?
Correct, strongmend.com. I'm on all the socials at the same thing, strongmend. You'll find me. And on there, you know, we have some resources that people can use. We also are opening up a group coaching, which is going to have a lot more information. I put a lot of stuff out for free on my, you know, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, because I also appreciate that not everybody's ready to sign up to a program. But I started by getting help online. Like, I started watching videos and learning from people who had been where I had been, and I want to try and create that same experience for people that are struggling. If you're not ready to call me yet, watch some stuff. Start to get yourself in the right mind frame, and when you are ready, I'll be here.
Gary, can I just ask you this? Is it a bit, I've never been an alcoholic, but I'm told by alcoholics, until they are willing to admit that they've got a problem, that nothing can be done. Is it the same with the sort of program you've been through, that the people need to be honest with themselves firstly?
People need to be honest with themselves to be able to move from any low in their life to move forward. And unfortunately, we're very good at lying to ourselves, because nobody wants to be responsible for their own pain. Yep. And ultimately, if you're drinking too much, gambling too much, you're lazy too much, you're eating too much, you're responsible for your pain. You might not be responsible for some of the things that have happened to you in your life, but you're certainly responsible for how you react to them.
Yeah. Andrew, there's someone else who just popped up on the screen. Gary, if there are partners listening, husbands, wives, girlfriends, whatever it might be, listening, are there any resources if they look up the 3ws.strongmend.com for the partners to be able to sort of help their person along the line to condition them to come and talk to you?
Yeah, I don't offer specific services for partners, so I don't have a lot of that information there. But what I do have is an ability for anybody to email me, because I certainly work with other people in this line of work who deal specifically with the partners of people struggling. So if people come to strongmen.com and they shoot me an email, I am more than happy to put them in touch with people who have also lived the experience of being a partner.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing too, isn't it? That very often that the partner may be the one who picks up the problem first. Can I just ask you, Gary, we've only got probably a couple of minutes left. Did your partner realise, the partner you had back at that stage, did they pick up on it before you did, or did you pick it up and then have to say to the partner, this is where I'm going?
I think the reality is that everybody knows, we just all hide it. We don't want to believe it. And even a partner will try and avoid the conversation for a while, because we all want to believe in a fairy tale ending. We all want to believe that someone's getting the help. And, you know, the real trigger is, if you feel like something is not right, there's a good chance that it's not right. by the time you get to ask the question, you're already 6 months beyond recognizing that there's been an issue. So if you're starting to not feel right, it's time to start exploring those feelings.
Gary, do you ever look back to the heady days when things were going really terrific and say, I can't believe I blew that?
I no longer do. I did for a while. And certainly this is not flippant, I often say that I'm grateful for the mess that happened there, because without it, I wouldn't have landed here. And, I've found a way to be grateful for my pain. There's a lot of things that I miss, but I am certainly in a far better place now than I ever was, even when I was at the height of that career.
Terrific. Gary, were the police force, I'm not here to slag off at the police at all, did you find them supportive, or did you find that they sort of had the Mancho image, well, he just didn't fit our mould and that's bad luck?
Yeah, unfortunately, I found it difficult. I didn't perhaps give them the opportunity early enough. And I certainly know that the police forces around the country are very interested in the mental health of their employees and their workforce.
Yep.
The problem is the culture hasn't yet caught up. And so there are a lot of policies and there are a lot of procedures and there are a lot of avenues, but they really rely on somebody feeling themselves as though they're supported. I didn't have that, but I also didn't offer them the opportunity to provide it.
Fair enough. Gary, unfortunately, look, I've got to go. The news is knocking on our door. Look, I first of all, thank you for coming on, and secondly, thank you for your honesty, and I wish you well in the future.
Appreciate it, Alan. Thank you very much for having me on. And if anybody does need help, it doesn't have to be me, but just reach out.
Sounds good. Thanks very much.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks.